while we wait for Joan to return, because she's still getting accustomed to the Council of 12 in her field. I mean, I have to ask all of you if you were as blown away by their presenting themselves as we were. It's going to be quite an amazing series and journey that we're about to all embark on together.
It felt naturally powerful for me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's so expansive. I know the first time they presented themselves, I was so aware to say the energies we've been receiving up until now were this big. Well, this is this big, you know, just to try to put it in some perspective. It's quite different. The way that collective presents itself is quite different, but there is a very stable, but very also gentle energy to it. So I look forward to getting to know them very well.
As do I. Yeah, when they first came and introduced themselves to us, after that conversation, I had to go and take a nap because they had a certain presence in my body that I wasn't accustomed to. After that, they kind of backed off a little to let me transition. And then in my meditations, they would just briefly, I could feel their presence, but they didn't say anything. So they weren't, you know, I wasn't required to speak, for them to use my body. It was all more a telepathy thing. So I'm just kind of explaining to you that it's quite an extensive energy that you'll, you know, very rapidly, though, become accustomed to.
So, Joan, would you like to tell everybody what our new name will be?
Yes, I do. I think that is appropriate. And the new name is Ascending Masters of Light. So I think that is appropriate, and we will have a new website. It's connected to Joan and John. So if you go there, you'll just be directed to the new website, but it is a .net. This is something you need if you are planning to register for this series, that it will be ascendingmasters.net.
Ascendingmastersoflight.net.
Masters of Light.
Not .com.
.net. And it's very easy because you're so accustomed, everything is .com, but this is .net. AscendingMastersOfLight.net. And of course, it's not activated right now because we haven't started the series. So you needed to know that. We wanted this to be a very special, and of course, it's not open to the public. It's just, you know, you have to have these foundations that we've all been embarking on in the last 5 years. So we're, you know, pretty prepared, I think. But that may, you know, maybe we may realize in the first three sessions that maybe we weren't so prepared. Let me see if there was anything else I needed to tell you about that. Lena, you were going to talk about the significance of 1010. We forgot about that.
Right. So today is the 1010 portal, as all of you probably know. And I just thought this was interesting and very appropriate for where we are. So today's the 1010 portal, which is about transformation, where new beginnings and endings intertwine as old timelines dissolve. So I thought that was exactly where we are as a collective now. And also today, Saturn goes direct after having been retrograde since May. And Saturn helps us align with our authentic will and provides the opportunity to master ourselves as creators. So as we go through our review today, allow the energetics coming in with this portal to further assist us in amplifying and grounding all the light codes we will be bringing back into present time. As we've already said, you know, we can't cover every single process we did in the conference. They were all very important. But the ones that we're about to start on today will definitely be foundational pieces for you leading into the new series. And then this time span between now and when the new series begins in January, you know, give your attention often to where you are, to where you are in your Merkaba field and where you're vibrating in those frequencies, and just take yourself up to 130% and be used to sitting there and just become aware of your own frequencies that you are emitting every day. It'll make moving into these higher realms much easier come January.
Well, I just wanted to say, as soon as you said that Ascended Masters of Light, I just got this whelming over emotion and feeling my body, and I got tears. It's like I felt it.
Well, it's they've made the commitment to us to be sure that we will leave, you know, this body if we choose to commit to this path as Ascended Masters. And so it all flows right beautifully together. And that's a huge commitment for them to make to us, that if we embark on this journey and make that. And, you know, they've asked a commitment of John and Joan and I, and we have accepted. And we had to negotiate a little bit. And they wanted another 5-year commitment, but we committed to 3. So, and with the option to renew. And because it's the energetics are just what they little bit they've been showing us, is it takes us a while to integrate it. And you guys, you know, once you make this commitment to move forward, you know, they're going to begin working with you immediately. Anyone else have any comments or questions that Mike could answer?
This is Randy.
Hey.
Hi. Pretty excited about this. I just find it curious that right before the session, I opened up Keys and Enoch and turned to a passage about the Council of 12.
Oh, no, you did it.
I did, right? So it's like, wow. So that makes
sense. Well, are you divinely led or what?
So that's pretty curious.
Yes, yes.
For sure that.
Yeah, just there. You know, me, I'm one of those inquiring mind people, you know, so I always have lots of questions. So I kind of I needed to really know, really, what does this mean? This council is 12. Does it just mean there's 12, you know, a group of 12 people here and not, but it's, you know, the best way they explained it to me is if we think of, all right, this collective consciousness and each one of the 12 is a pinpoint of light. Okay, so one pinpoint of light may be all the Ascended Masters and all the realms. So it could be hundreds or thousands of collective beings in that one point of light. The same thing with the archangels and many others that we will get to know as we move forward. So it's a massive, massive collective.
Just that expanded my consciousness right there.
Yeah. You know, I just had to be able to grasp that in a way that my mind could accept it. Cause I was one of those why children. why?
Wow. Thank you.
No, you're welcome.
Hello, this is Deanna.
Hi Deanna.
I have this overwhelming feeling of gratitude. I recognize, for me personally, what an honor it is to be part of this and to be humble in that honor, because in their presence, it was beyond expansion that I had ever felt before. And just to be in their presence, it's, you know, you don't want to bow down. That's not what you want to do, but I'm just humbled by it and gratitude and honored that this has all been conceived of even before we took physical form, and I recognize that. And to be able to recognize that and bring that forward in the present time is, it's just humbling, and I'm very grateful to be in everyone's presence at this time.
Well, and you feel the magnificence and the magnitude of it today. And today they stepped themselves down to fifth dimension for us, you know, so we could receive them in that place. So just going forward, we're going to be expected to step ours up to meet them in that seventh dimensional realm. And so they're setting the bar really high for us, but that's what we need to push ourselves into, that master realm where, you know, where we're going.
So will they be with us during that, from now until January 9th, to kind of individually to kind of?
Well, right now, just start saying hello to them. I would just start saying hello to them, and then just invite them, you know, just into your space so you could start getting used to that frequency. But, you know, they're going to prepare us, and we're going to get the tools to meet them at that, in that seventh dimensional space. But that's the goal. That's where we're going. And, it, you know, and it's multiple reasons why, but it, every time that we will go up and meet them in those spaces, we will begin to become more and more familiar with that realm, just as we are now more familiar and comfortable in that fifth dimensional realm. And so it's beginning to train us basically to be able to move fluidly in those higher realms. And they'll be very gentle about it. And as I say, we will be giving many tools and upgrades to help us step up there and be able to meet them in that place.
Gratitude abound.
I think, Melinda, that for me, I really got when they were talking to us about that, that it'll be teaching us to use that second ray of creation, which is the stepping up and stepping down of energies of source. Being in that collective vibration, but yet being able to navigate in various dimensions. You know, they've told us for years we're multidimensional beings of light. So I think that, you know, it's just one of those really important things to remember. For me, I'm just kind of relating to you what I was getting in my private time. It was very important for all of us to use the triadic system and the spinning of those triads, because it helps you raise your light frequency tremendously within that chakra system and maintain it. And especially that second triad, where you bring light, liquid light and nectar into the cells of your body and the blood of your body, so that your body becomes accustomed to more frequencies of light. So that's where I began my practice. So I'm just relating that to you as a suggestion. So if you're wanting to not only review, but you're be more prepared when we start this new series, that's a good way to do it. Okay, Milena, I found the way to use my, I'm telling you, these energies just do a number on me, and the physical having to operate, especially technology, which I am not very good at.
It's been the energies have really been a lot, for sure. Well, I think we need to get started because we really have a lot of ground to cover today.
We do. So why don't you begin?
Everyone mute themselves again. And as we get started here, we'll take you into a couple of these processes and initiations. And then we'll come out and just give you a minute or two just to breathe, take some water, and then we're going to go right back in. Okay. So make sure you've got right at hand everything you need, your water, Kleenex, blanket, whatever you need to be comfortable as we go through. So we're going to begin where we began. So take a deep breath, everybody. And here we go.